Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. Fire up the chainsaw, fellas!
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
I mean, we told you so. We told you so.
We told. Well, what did we tell them?
Look, for decades, for example, Mexico wagged their finger at us. They joined the Democrats in our country and the open border radicals. They called us racist. They called us xenophobic. They called us anti-humanitarian because
Mexico did.
Oh, of course. They wouldn't lift a finger try to stop illegal immigration.
No, I get that.
The president of Mexico, during the Biden administration, during the Obama administration, called the American people, especially President Trump, as being a racist, that he didn't like brown-skinned people, and as if we were discriminating, as if they were being the victim of not taking their criminals, not taking those, you know, it's just crazy.
Well, I just remember during the first Trump administration, he kind of shut up and let the Remain in Mexico policy go into effect pretty darn quick once Trump started playing hardball with them. I remember that happening. But now, of course, they flipped completely around when Joe Biden came in because Joe Biden was a pushover.
Well, no, I get that. But what we were saying all of this time was that if you let wave after wave of illegal immigrants pour across your borders, sooner or later, you're going to collapse under the weight of it. And now, guess what? Guess what, Mexico? It's your turn. Because now there are caravans of over 1,000 migrants, mostly Cubans and Haitians, sprinkled with some Venezuelans and some Central Americans, that are moving through Mexico, but they're not heading for Texas. They didn't point themselves toward the Rio Grande or the razor wire or the promise, the former promise of Joe Biden, come on in, border policy.
Right.
No, this caravan, these caravans, again, it's over 1,000 migrants. They are marching straight for Mexico City.
Oh, my.
Oh, isn't it poetic? How deliciously ironic. So these guys are marching to Mexico City, and now they're asking the Mexican government to give them jobs, to provide them aid and welfare and cell phones. All of, you know, they're like, hey, the Americans put us up in hotels. The Americans kicked out their own veterans from public housing just to house us instead.
Mexico's a city is the second largest city in the Americas, the largest city in North America. They should have plenty of room, right? I mean, it's so they got,
you would think
they got like 9 million people there. They should have plenty of room for what's another 1,000.
So they're marching with signs. They're demanding that the Mexican president Sheinbaum Pardo, I believe is the name. No, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo.
Right.
Give them legal papers and jobs. They said they're sick and tired of being stuck in limbo. And basically,
well, then go home.
One Cuban immigrant said in Mexico City said he's been waiting 7 months for a refugee stamp from the Mexican Refugee Agency. 7 months.
Okay.
So no stamp, no legitimate job, no benefits, nothing. Does that sound familiar, Mexico?
It sounds like what was going on in the United States of America.
Yes, absolutely.
And except that the biggest difference was that Joe Biden was making it easier for illegal aliens to come into the United States. Mexico was making it easier for illegal aliens to come in the United States. Mexico has never made it as easy for illegal aliens to come in and stay in Mexico.
So Mexico,
they've always had a more robust immigration defense system than the United States did, at least until Donald Trump's second term.
Well, and now they're paying the price. Now they're paying the price for enabling and exporting illegal immigration for decades. Because for years, those caravans, they marched right through Mexico, like it was some, you know, and into the United States, like it was some sort of human highway. And
well, it was Mexico, it was a human smuggling highway.
Well, but Mexico let them camp out.
Yeah.
On the train lines.
Right.
Mexico looked the other way.
Right.
When all these NGOs handed out maps and instructions.
But it's because a massive part of Mexico's entire economy comes from Mexican nationals in the United States sending money back to Mexico. So you'll have Mexican nationals in the United States, some of whom are here on legitimate work visas, but the vast majority of whom are here illegally. They get jobs in the U.S., they go to Western Union, they send the money back to Mexico, and Mexico gets money off of those remittances, and then the money gets spent in Mexico, so Mexico makes money off the taxes of that. That is a massive part of Mexico's economy, is basically taking money from the United States.
Well, the game has changed because those immigrants aren't leaving Mexico anymore. They're staying in Mexico, and suddenly Mexico is forced to deal with the very crisis they helped to create. Mexico demanded that the United States treat illegal immigrants into our country with compassion. They quietly bust them to the border as well.
I have no problem treating people with compassion, I can be very compassionate and say, you can't do that. I can very compassionately say, you're not allowed to come into the United States of America. I'm very sorry, but you haven't done things in the right way or in the right order. We have a waiting list of people who are trying to come into the United States legally through our legal immigration system. I have a lot of compassion for where you are, but I also have compassion for people who are already here and for people who are legitimately waiting to come here. I can very compassionately tell you no.
Now, here is a silver lining.
Okay.
Because if Mexico takes this crisis seriously, if they finally realize that borders are not racist, that borders are essential, then maybe, just maybe, Mexico will start behaving like a partner or a peer nation. So imagine a Mexico that actually enforces its southern border.
There's one really big problem.
The cartels.
Because Mexico was enforcing its border. But you notice the gentleman that said he couldn't, he's been in limbo for 9 months, you said? Nine months?
Yep.
Okay, what happened 9 months ago? Donald Trump was sworn into office and the U.S. border was blocked. So the cartels had already helped people get into Mexico when the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration went into effect. And so now Mexico's stuck with people who haven't left and can't come through. But the cartels are still going to try and make as much money off of human misery as they can. And I'm telling you, a massive portion of the Mexican government is run by the cartels.
Well, we told you, Mexico. We told you illegal immigration was destructive. We told you it overwhelmed schools and hospitals, jobs, law enforcement. We told you that it emboldened cartels and criminals, and you didn't listen.
That's right.
And now, Mexico, you're living it. And maybe, just maybe, you'll learn the lesson that we've been preaching for decades, that secure borders are not optional. They are the foundation of a functioning nation.
And they're also not racist. It's not racist to be compassionate to your own people.
Make Mexico great again. Enforce your borders.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First, First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the federal government shutdown continued today and may continue through the weekend. So far, Democrats have refused to vote to fund the government at the same levels as last year because they are demanding an extra $1.5 trillion in unfunded payments, mostly for free health care benefits. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune has canceled a vote scheduled for Saturday, meaning the shutdown is likely to last through the weekend. When reporters ask Speaker of the House Mike Johnson why Republicans aren't willing to negotiate with Democrats, he replied, quote, "I don't have anything to negotiate." He added, "There's nothing I can pull out of the bill that was a Republican priority to say, oh, we won't do that. Why don't you guys vote for it now?"
Because it was a clean CR.
There's nothing to negotiate.
The continuing resolution was only to extend the budgeting. It wasn't to extend or to amplify some woke government project.
And there weren't Republican priorities in there either. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the National Guard is helping police arrest dozens of criminals in Memphis, Tennessee. In the first few days of deployment to the crime-ridden city, the Memphis Safe Task Force has arrested 93 people. Attorney General Pam Bondi gave an update on the deployment, saying arrests were made, including a Tren de Aragua terrorist, a felon in possession of a firearm, a man wanted for rape of a child, and an arrest for an assault on a federal officer. The task force has also seized 28 illegal guns. This comes despite the fact that the Democrat-led government shutdown means these Guard members are working without pay until the government is reopened.
And I know I'm saying, maybe stating the obvious, but this is why President Trump believes that the National Guard troops will restore order.
Because so far they are. That's what the
evidence
shows.
Look at what they did in D.C.
Exactly. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the illegal alien accused of human trafficking, who was falsely called a Maryland dad by the media, has lost his final appeal in court. Garcia's lawyers asked the court to reopen his immigration case after he was brought back to the U.S. by a court order in August. Regional Deputy Chief Immigration Judge Philip Taylor denied his motion, noting that it was filed nearly 6 years after his 90-day window to appeal immigration rulings had passed. This means Garcia's deportation order stands and Garcia will not be allowed to remain in the U.S., even though Democrats in Congress have tried to use his case as a political tool against the Trump administration.
It's just ridiculous. Here, he's a criminal.
And he had a deportation order the entire time. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so CNN this week, yes, the home of fake news, the network that never met Democrat.
The home, like that's like there's only one channel that puts out fake news.
No, not just one.
Come on,
a home of fake news. Okay, fine.
All right,
but nevertheless, they actually cut off House Speaker Mike Johnson. Live in the middle of him describing why there is a government shutdown
that
right
was
now.
Today, yeah, early this morning.
I mean, he was exposing the truth about why the government shut down, and he was saying it out loud. The Democrats shut it down over one of their most favorite causes, and that was health care funding for illegal aliens. So take a listen. Here is Speaker Mike Johnson.
Here to spike Speaker Johnson.
The Working Families Tax Cut included a huge provision. A big chunk of that bill was the health provisions. Now, why are we saying that they want to return and restore taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens? Because that's exactly what they did. When they rejected the clean CR that we sent over, the Senate Democrats,
Chuck Schumer, filed a counter proposal. All right, we're listening here to Spike, Speaker Johnson. He's trying to frame the shutdown as a Democratic shutdown. He also falsely claimed that Democrats want to give health care, extend health care to illegal immigrants. That is not true. Illegal immigrants are not eligible for federal health care.
Okay, yeah, you got to cut that off. And we're going to be talking about that coming up in the next block, but I will prove to you that is exactly what the Democrats are doing, and that the media, including CNN, is gaslighting the American people. Because and that's not my opinion. We'll go over the facts of that in the next block.
I get that, but when have you ever seen? Look at what she did. She was refuting the Speaker of the House. She was challenging the position that he was taking.
Right.
When is the last time you have ever seen them do that to a Democrat?
No, they don't ever do it to a Democrat.
When has Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer ever been cut off mid-sentence and corrected by CNN anchors?
Especially without a chance to come back. Mike Johnson was giving a live speak at the Capitol, and then CNN went and cut back to New York, he wouldn't be able to respond to their falsehoods.
No, Democrats never, I mean, the fake media never cuts away. They never refute. They never stop the stream. They let Democrats spin and lie and blather incoherently for as long as they want.
Right. And again, and we're going to talk about this, I will bring the receipts in the next block, but yes, we were paying for health care. You and I, everybody listening to this show right now, you were paying for the health care for illegal aliens. They were getting free health care from your government, and you were paying for it. The Republicans turned it off, and the Democrats have shut the government down so they can turn it back on. That is a fact. We'll prove it to you next block.
And you know what's so rich about all of this? They're pretending. CNN is pretending they're doing it for you. They're protecting you from misinformation.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, did you see the story of the leftist who refused to hire a man because he supports President Trump?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said,
and joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. There is this clip going around online of a man from Texas, a business owner, saying he won't hire Trump supporters. Take a listen.
Take a stand. Do what you can. Refuse to hire them if it's legal where you are. Refuse them service if you can, and if you're able to. Whatever it takes to say that we're not supporting hate, we will not normalize oppression. They want to refuse to bake cakes for us. They don't want us in their houses of worship. We have to at some point say, this is our line. You've overstepped it, and now you're going to feel what we have to feel.
Okay, so I saw a couple of logical errors in there. But what did you guys think when you saw that?
This man is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa. He's so cuckoo.
Okay.
He's so crazy. This nothing makes sense. He says he's not going to let hire someone that's going to oppress him. Who's oppressing you,
Nobody's
sir?
Oppressing you, sir.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, his business seems to be doing fine. He says that Trump supporters don't want to bake him cakes.
And don't want them to come to church. No, what's he talking about?
No, it's we recently had Jack Phillips on the show. It's not about not wanting to bake them a cake. It's about not wanting to support something that goes against our religious beliefs. Okay. He'll bake you a cake. You want a cake? He'll bake you a cake.
Yeah, that's like us saying, hey, to non-religious people, hey, I would like for you to do a Bible study in your home. I want you to do that for me.
Yeah.
You can't force someone to do that if it goes against what they believe.
And speaking of which, that we're also not encouraging people not to go to church.
Not true.
Republicans want you to come to church
exactly.
Because we're pretty sure there's something the Holy Spirit's trying to tell you because you've got something wrong. We would love for you to come to church and get a little bit of wisdom.
And by the way, sir, all of us have something wrong with us.
Absolutely.
Every single one of us that walks through those doors. We know that we're sinners. We know that we do things. We know that there's ways to be improved that only God can help us with.
Right.
It comes from the inside.
I'll have my own blind spots about me, and God can reveal that to me.
That's right. And so when you do this, when you are saying to the country, hey, guys, my side, let's completely not only ignore them, but let's stifle them. Let's not allow them in our space.
Let's kick them out.
That division, that kind of division, and you say it's coming from our side, it is coming from your. Y'all are the cancel culture crew. Y'all are the ones that want us to believe the way that you believe, but you will. Y'all want the drag queens in there reading storybooks. And then you want us, our teachers who say, hey, no, I'm not with that. You want them fired. I don't understand where this is coming from because it's so backwards.
It's so. Did you see the girl at Texas A&M that stood up and said something about this? So I guess.
Oh yes, I did.
You
see
did
this.
See that.
Yep.
So the teacher was talking about gender,
like there's like many genders,
many genders, and so this girl in the back of the room records this, and she's saying, "No, ma'am, there's biological differences, and according to Trump, the administration, there's laws against what you're doing right now in this classroom. And if you want your funding pulled, you will keep going." Which I was like, whoa, this
yes,
college girl.
Brave.
And so she stands up to this person that's very much like this guy.
Yeah.
And there's this back and forth. The lady kicks her out of the classroom. But now it's going viral. It's going everywhere. And so this guy's saying, stand up, you know, stand up against this, like, all of you conservatives, do what this girl's doing.
Yeah.
Stand up for the real things that matter.
So the question is, Kimberly, the guy saying, stand up. Stand up for what you believe. Are you, sir, okay with this young college girl standing up in the face of her very, very far left professor at A&M and saying, listen, there's only two genders. And then this girl's being asked to leave the classroom, sir.
For stating some of the evidence of biological fact.
So where do we draw the line? You know, I just really cannot stand this. It's that victimhood. We are the victims, so we're going to rise up against what? We're
exactly.
not taking your rights away. We want you to vote however you want to vote.
He still has a business.
Yes, you have it. Don't hire. Right? If you don't want to hire a conservative, that is fine. But what you're saying on here is not just that. You're promoting a division, a divisive way of handling.
Promoting hate.
Yes.
He's promoting hate.
Yes.
And you will not hear that from a conservative. You won't even hear that from conservatives watching him say that. We're like another loony. Just another loony.
Yeah.
Roll our eyes. You know, but if it was done in reverse, you would see absolute picketing. You would see absolute chaos because they can't handle hearing something different than what they think you need to be saying.
But I also say, you know what? Keep doing this because the more that they do this, the more people move to the right, the more the logical leftists say, whoa, okay. All right, guys, I think you've kind of gone a little overboard here. They're coming over in droves. Even CNN has to report that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, keep doing you, boo. Keep doing it.
Speaker Mike Johnson said, you know, that stuff on the left is the best advertisement
for
the Republican Party. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nutterville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. So stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
my bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
The latest surveys show people who listen to American Ground Radio get 48% higher gas mileage than the average American. You're someone special when you listen to American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, this is one of those moments where the curtain gets pulled back and the truth shines through.
We don't have any curtains in the new studio.
No, that's true.
There are no curtains in here.
But what I'm talking about are the so-called entertainment elites.
Okay.
You know, the Hollywood, Wall Street complex, the leftist culture machine.
Okay.
That thinks it can pump filth into your living rooms without consequence. And now I think they're being exposed. I'm talking about Netflix.
Okay.
And if you don't know already, anyone who has been paying attention knows that Netflix really has become a grooming syndicate. I mean, they weren't just flirting or pushing the envelope. They were dabbling in, and they still are, in this edgy programming. They were grooming children, kids as young as 2 years old. And it's not some conspiracy theory here. It's been exposed in black and white. Elon Musk, has canceled his Netflix because of Netflix's content that he says is in fact grooming our children.
Okay.
And now the of course the stock has plummeted.
Well,
because millions of Americans are saying enough and they're pushing back and they're boycotting.
And Netflix's viewership is down, their revenues are down, and their membership is down. All that just came out this week, that all that's going on. What else came out? I saw this other report out. Do you know what percent? So Netflix employees, just like any other company, you know, employees can donate to political causes or whatever, right? Do you know what percent of Netflix employees donated to the Democrat Party? Let me put it this way. Do you know what percentage of Netflix employees who donated to a political party donated to Democrats versus Republicans?
You know what? I bet it's about the same percentage of journalists who contribute to Democrats. I bet it's around 90%.
100%.
100. Oh,
100% of the Democrats' employees who donated to a political campaign donated to a Democrat political campaign last year. None voted to donated to Republicans. So that's worse than the journalism. It's crazy. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
So Republicans have been pointing out that Democrats in the Senate voted repeatedly to shut down the government, in part because they wanted to give free health care to illegal aliens. Now, if the American people knew that was the reason for the shutdown, they would be livid. The Democrat Party does know that. Big media does know that. So big media is trying to gaslight the American people by saying it's impossible for the government to have been giving free health care to illegal aliens. I've got a couple of clips. Here's the first one. This is CNN's Caitlin Collins talking with Speaker Mike Johnson this week. Take a listen.
As you know, people who are here in the United States legally have never been eligible for the Obamacare subsidies, for Medicare, for Medicaid. So what exactly are you saying that they're trying to do when you talk about giving free health care to
them? I'm so glad you asked. Okay, so when we passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut, we had Medicaid reforms in the bill. You and I talked about it on the air. What we did was to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. There were a lot of people on the program who were enrolled in the program who were never eligible to be there. Medicaid is intended for eligible U.S. citizens, not illegal aliens, not also U.S. citizens who are able-bodied workers like young men. So we passed the law. This president signed it into law. Democrats voted against it, of course. And it's been wildly successful.
All right, here's the exact same talking point from George Stephanopoulos, again, speaking with Speaker Mike Johnson. Take a listen.
Here are the facts. The proposal does not provide health care for illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants cannot buy health care under the Affordable Care Act. They cannot receive health care subsidies. No. Illegal immigrants are ineligible for Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Program. The Democratic bill does not make them eligible.
It does, actually, because what it does is it unwinds the changes that Republicans put into the big, beautiful bill, the big signature legislation that we passed and signed into law on July 4th. That has been very successful.
Okay, so they are both insisting that the Democrats can't give money to illegal aliens by undoing the One Big Beautiful Bill. They weren't the only ones. I've seen the exact same talking point on MSNBC, other big media outlets. They are all wrong. What's worse is it's not difficult to find the proof that their arguments are factually wrong. And by the way, they were arguing. They weren't asking questions to seek understanding from the speaker. They were arguing with the speaker in order to make their point. That's not journalism. That's activism.
No, absolutely. But if they look, if they actually read the bill.
Yes.
Because on page 57 of the Democrats' own bill.
Yes.
They insist that we restore $200 billion in health care subsidies for illegal aliens.
Okay, so let's get to some of the facts here. The Congressional Budget Office put out a report during the One Big Beautiful Bill debate that proved illegal aliens were getting free health care at U.S. taxpayer expense. The CBO, by the way, is not a right-wing institution dominated by Republicans. It is a nonpartisan institution run by career bureaucrats. The letter was issued to two Democrat members of Congress, Frank Pallone Jr., the ranking member of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, and Brendan F. Boyle, the ranking member of the House Committee on the Budget. The letter was written by Philip L. Swagel, director of the CBO, dated June 24th, 2025. I have posted this video to my Twitter feed. If you look up America on Par, you will see all of these receipts. On the first page, the second bullet point, about 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration financial status requirements for Medicaid enrollment, but who would be covered under current law in programs funded by the states. That's what the CBO said. 1.4 million illegal immigrants. At the bottom of the third page and the top of the fourth page, the CBO reiterates this finding. CBO estimates that enacting Section 44111 would increase the number of people without health insurance by 1.4 million in 2034 because in order to maintain the 90% federal matching rate, most states would stop using state-only funds to provide health insurance coverage to people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status requirements for Medicaid enrollment. So if 1.4 million illegal aliens would lose Medicaid benefits if the One Big Beautiful Bill passed, that means at least 1.4 million illegal immigrants were getting Medicaid benefits as of June 24, 2025. You can't have 1.4 million illegal aliens lose their Medicaid coverage if you don't have at least 1.4 million illegal aliens getting Medicaid coverage. You can't lose something you don't have.
And look, if you watch the interviews with multiple Democrats, Maxine Waters, for example.
Yes, she admits she wants to give health care to everybody.
Right. The reporter said, are Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens? And she said, Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
And then she said, I know you're trying to trap me into saying I'm giving health care to illegal aliens. I'm not going to say that. You just did. So how would the One Big Beautiful Bill stop illegal aliens from getting free health care? On page four of the same memo, CBO expects that enacting section 44102 of H.R. 1 would reduce enrollment as states returned to earlier administrative practices. They would go back to normal. The states would they would not follow the free money guidelines set up by the Biden administration. Biden gave free health care to illegal aliens through Medicaid. The Republicans undid that this summer. The Democrats are now shutting down the government so they can redo it this fall. That is the facts of it.
And then these same journalists have the gall to ask Speaker Johnson why he won't negotiate, why he won't come off of his position.
Right.
He doesn't have a position. It's a clean CR. It's a clean continuing resolution.
So why are so-called journalists continue to say this lie over and over and over and over when Mike Johnson has told them they are wrong, told them where they could look to find the truth? Because the reporters don't want to report the truth. They want to report their opinion. They want to report the Democrats' talking points. That means they are not journalists. They are liars. The reason we can't trust the media anymore is because the media simply isn't trustworthy. And this is just the latest example.
Yeah, don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them.
Go read the report. It's on my Twitter page, America on Par, on Twitter. You can read the whole thing for yourself. Make up your own mind. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust. You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-3255. 1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Abalone.
First of all, I want to say I'm a lifelong Catholic. I know this is the second night in a row we've kind of taken on Catholics or Catholicism, or certainly the Vatican. I won't say Catholicism. Okay. But this new Pope, of course, he went after President Trump, talking about, you know, that President Trump is pro-life, but yet at the same time, you know, he doesn't welcome illegal immigrants into the United States. Well, now he apparently is the Pope, that is, the new American Pope.
Pope Leo the 14th.
Now he is railing against climate change deniers. Which, of course, is liberal code for anyone who dares to question their narrative, anyone who doesn't buy into the cult of climate alarmism. And so he took another shot, an indirect shot, at Donald Trump and the Republican Party here in the United States, basically accusing skeptics of ridiculing those who speak of global warming.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who's ridiculing whom now?
Excuse me, but ridicule.
Who's ridiculing whom now? I've been talking about how global warming is not man-made since at least 2001. At least. I can't tell you how often I've been ridiculed. I can't tell you how many. I've actually lost friends who'd said that because I thought that man wasn't responsible for global warming, I was somehow a racist. That's a true story. And here's what the Pope is missing. He's missing Ecclesiastes 1:9. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing that is different about carbon dioxide today than was about carbon dioxide in the medieval warm period, in the Roman warm period, or in prehistoric times. There is nothing new under the sun. Carbon dioxide didn't cause global warming in the past. It trailed global warming, which means if it wasn't doing it in the past, it can't be doing it now because Ecclesiastes 1:9 says there's nothing new under the sun.
No, I understand. But as a Catholic, I don't go to Mass to be lectured on greenhouse gases. And I know he's not doing this within the Mass itself. But at the same time, the Pope, I mean, Your Holiness, you're not a scientist. You're not an engineer. You're not even an economist.
But you should be an expert on the Bible. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9 and apply that to your global warming thoughts. I mean, because as a man thinketh, so is he.
But look, since when is it the church's mission to promote solar farms and windmills?
It's not. It's not. I need to calm down. We need a bright spot. This story got buried. The International Association of Chiefs of Police. Have you heard about this story?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You haven't given me much to go
on.
That's
a good point. That's good. They passed a resolution this week calling for more civility in political rhetoric, and I think that's a bright spot.
Okay.
They wrote, quote, "There has been a disturbing rise in rhetoric from political and community leaders that has contributed to the acts of violence against law enforcement officers, elected officials, and members of the public." Are they wrong?
No, yeah. Not whatsoever.
Yeah, it's true, especially when you remember that ICE agents are law enforcement officers. We just had an attempted murder against ICE agents last week. The shooter missed and killed illegal immigrants instead. But again, that's still tragic because those are people and we're pro-life. The IACP condemns any speech or action by political or community leaders that incites, encourages, or legitimizes violence against law enforcement, elected officials, or any segment of the public. Yes, that's right. They also wrote, the IACP calls for the enforcement of criminal sanctions against individuals, including elected and public figures, who incite violence or contribute to a climate that fosters targeted attacks. So let me just ask you a question here. Because they talk about including political figures. We should have criminal sanctions, including political figures who have incited violence. Do you remember when Chuck Schumer in 2020, he went on the steps and he said that members of the Supreme Court were going to feel the whirlwinds? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And then shortly after that, a man tried to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. One of the two justices that Chuck Schumer specifically called out himself. According to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, shouldn't Chuck Schumer, the king of the shutdown, shouldn't he be charged for his incitement of violence against the Supreme Court
justice? Absolutely. I mean, this is long overdue. Because think about it. You've had elected officials openly calling for people to get in their faces.
Maxine Waters.
To push back harder. To Maxine make Waters. Life miserable for anyone who disagrees with them.
Right. They also wrote, the IACP reaffirms its commitment to protecting the safety and dignity of all individuals, promoting respectful dialogue, and defending the principles of justice and democracy. You know who that sounds like to me? That sounds like Charlie Kirk.
No, it does.
Charlie Kirk died for that. He was killed by someone who bought into the left's language of hate and fascism.
And look, I think it's important for us to say this isn't about policing speech or criminalizing dissent.
No.
This isn't about saying you can't criticize government or you can't rail against corruption.
Right.
That's the lifeblood of democracy. What this is about is drawing a hard, bright line between passionate advocacy and outright incitement.
And encouraging people who are mentally unstable to go commit acts of violence against a political opponent of yours simply because you don't like what that political opponent has to say. Just because you don't like Donald Trump or don't like what he's doing or don't like how he tweets, that doesn't make him Hitler. And it doesn't make you justified or righteous or even a good person to declare that he is.
No, enforcing sanctions against those who incite violence, it protects us, but it also tells the anarchists and the agitators and the grandstanding politicians, enough is enough.
This statement by the IACP is a bright spot. Too bad most of the people in big media decided to ignore it.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immune.
Try it right now and save. Go to vni.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to vni.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's vni.life/AGR20. /AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd President. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So at the University of Tennessee,
yeah,
in the heart of the SEC, in the middle of a culture, frankly, that has been hijacked by woke professors and DEI bureaucrats.
And you're talking about universities in general?
Well, University of Tennessee is certainly one of those.
Okay.
You had 8,000 students show up for a Christian revival. 8,000. And wow, not just for the music, not just for the atmosphere, but to encounter the living God. Hundreds of students gave their lives to Christ. Hundreds were baptized.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
There has been a shift in this country since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And it's not just a political shift. There has been a spiritual shift in this country. There have been lots of people, millions of people, I think, who have said, you know what, I haven't gone to church in 10 years. I've never gone to church. I'm going to church now. People picking up their Bibles and reading, they don't know where to start, but they're just trying. I've seen it over and over and over. This is just the latest example.
Well, I think it shows that there is a hunger for meaning. The hunger for God is stronger than the lies of the left, because you can feed students all the gender theory you want, all the climate hysteria, but deep down, every heart longs for the truth.
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Rand Smith and his wife, Janelle, decided to go on a trip to find Rand's ancestors. You see, they've been doing some research and found that Rand's great-great-great-grandfather, Anthony Smith, was buried in a graveyard in Northamptonshire, England. So they got in a plane from Kansas City, flew across the ocean. When they found Anthony's grave, they also found some other people there. You see, Ian Brandon and Malcolm Atkins have been planning the same trek to the same graveyard for the same reason. Ian and Malcolm have been planning a trip because their Anthony is also their great-great-grandfather. Ian and Malcolm are fourth cousins with Rand, and they had never met before until they both decided to visit the grave at the same time. Rand said if we had arrived half an hour later, we wouldn't have even known they were there.
Timing is everything.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.